We're covering today's movements on different fronts on gun laws. We touched on meetings in Washington and Connecticut. Let's turn to New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo is delivering his State of the State address and pushing his state to become the first to enact major new gun laws in the wake of the elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Karen DeWitt is Capitol Bureau Chief for New York State Public Radio. So, Karen, what's the governor proposing?
Well, he has kept it somewhat close to the vest in terms of details, but we know that he wants to tighten New York's already existing assault weapons ban that was passed in the 1990s. There's lots of loopholes. Essentially, it's complicated, but manufacturers of guns have found ways to get around the law. For instance, the Bushmaster weapon that was used in Newtown is legal in New York. We know that he wants to limit magazine clips to possibly to 10 bullets or less. And he's also expected to do some things to please Republicans in the state Senate who are going to have to agree to this package. And their focus is cracking down on the use of illegal guns and also strengthening some of the involuntary outpatient mental health law known as Kendra's Law, where people are forced to go to therapy, take their medicine. They want to strengthen that and also have maybe some mandatory minimum sentences for people convicted of crimes using illegal guns. So that's all kind of swirling around right now.
Sort of an olive branch held out to the Republicans who might be fighting tighter laws. But you mentioned the Bushmaster, legal in New York, also legal in Connecticut, and they're trying to make it illegal today, as we just said. But what I seem to be hearing here, the overriding theme, is whether it's the federal ban on assault weapons, which has lapsed, or the efforts in Connecticut we talked about earlier to now ban the semi-automatic Bushmaster, not considered an assault weapon in Connecticut unless it's modified, is this inability to define what an assault weapon is. And again, you know, just it bears repeating for those not familiar with guns, a semi-automatic, you do pull the trigger just once, but the magazine automatically and quickly loads the bullets. Now, New York has
I would have to say, though, I think the bigger problem in New York might be it's getting the Senate Republicans to agree to anything that even says assault weapons, no matter, because of, you know, the political context of that term, even more than, but we don't really, it's not really a technical term for a gun.
Right. It's not a definition. But New York has about the same definition on their existing assault weapons ban as Connecticut does. You know, it's, as I read it, semi-automatic seem to be legal unless they have these detachable magazines and these other modifications combined with other modifications. So given that Governor Cuomo has said that their state law has more holes than Swiss cheese, how is he proposing changing the existing law?
Well, that's something that we're going to have to find out. And what happens, at least at the New York State Capitol, when they are negotiating something like this, you usually don't get all the details because they don't want to blow up the deal. And they've been negotiating for weeks on this. In fact, Tuesday night they were up quite late working on this all day yesterday. The governor was hoping he'd have a deal to announce at his State of the State speech, but that did not happen. And there's talk that they're going to continue to talk and that they might even have a deal later this week on this. So usually what happens here is there's kind of a shutdown on details. You hear lots of rumors about what's going to be into it, but until they have it all nailed down, they don't want to blow up the deal by, you know, telling the public about it.
Well, let's spread some of the rumors. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that he might suggest flagging large ammunition purchases. It'd be the responsibility of the dealers to do that. You mentioned periodic renewal of gun licenses. That's new.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's also a push to, you know, limit purchase of handguns to one a month. I don't know how far that's going to go, but there's a groundswell of support for that, at least among Democrats in the state legislature.
Right. Well, but one of the things we understand the governor's backing away from is a word that he used. This is confiscation. He did a radio interview and said that confiscation of assault weapons might be an option.
I'm actually surprised he said that because he's usually pretty carefully controlled in his message and what he says, but that is something that, you know, scares legitimate gun owners that, you know, have the right under the Second Amendment to have a gun, and that's really inflammatory language to use. I would be really surprised if that ended up being in the deal.
Well, his staffers have since said it would be even be impractical.
Yes, absolutely, it would be.
But I mean, the city might consider what other cities have, a gun buyback, you know, amnesty periods where you can, you know, bring a gun in and maybe sell it.
Well, individual cities might do that. I know that the city of Albany, for instance, has done that, but I don't know if they would do it on a statewide basis. That would be pretty cumbersome to carry out.
Well, Cuomo has made it clear he owns a shotgun. He's not for totally banning guns or not having them in the home. You've said he's extended olive branches to gun rights backers. And he has said that he believes if he builds support amongst the people, politicians will follow. What are the people thinking in New York? And by the way, will they follow him?
Well, the governor has a pretty good track record for his first 2 years in office. He's extremely popular in the polls, you know, consistently gets like 70-plus approval rating, which is almost unheard of with modern politicians. And he's gotten a lot of things through the legislature that previous governors couldn't, from a more fiscally conservative property tax cap to the more liberal approval of gay marriage. So he does have a lot of political capital, and I think he wants to spend it on this. And, yeah, people have been pretty supportive of what he wants to do, even if they don't always agree with the details. So I think he's hoping that that will carry him through the next few days, if not the next few weeks, depending how long it takes to nail down this deal.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned his success in gay marriage, but don't we understand that several Senate Republicans who voted with the governor promptly lost their seats?
Yeah, that's a very good point, and I think that's why the Senate Republicans right now are reluctant to get on board with this, because they saw what happened with the three or four senators who did vote with the rest of the Democrats in the Senate to approve gay marriage. Two of them were primaried out of existence, one lost in a general election, one decided not to run because he just felt like he couldn't win, and so only one out of four of them survived. And so these are their jobs on the line. They're afraid that if they vote yes, or even maybe just agree to put the measure on the floor, that they could be in trouble. So their backs are against the wall on this one.
Karen DeWitt, Capitol Bureau Chief for New York State Public Radio. Karen, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
So I guess let the discussion begin with the vice president in Washington, a state legislative session in Connecticut, a governor in New York. Your thoughts, what would you like to see happen going forward? HereAndNow.org. We'd love to hear from you. Back in 1 minute with the latest news, Here and Now.